day. So please do get to send us messages and voice messages as well on the number 0977-977-860. And let's get to, you know, make our working environment conducive ones. Hey, thank you so much once again for tuning in and for coming through to 97.7. My name is Tron Jabulani. The time is exactly 18 on the dot. And this is where I'm going to have to say my goodbyes. I hope you get to have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye.
It's Given Beat City Vibe.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has welcomed government's ongoing recruitment of healthcare workers but has simultaneously raised serious concerns over alleged corruption and irregularities in the process. A coalition of health professional associations representing over 86% of Zambia's health workforce has rejected proposed amendments to the Health Professions Amendment Bill number 23 of 2026, citing concerns over governance and the integrity of the Health Professionals Council of Zambia. And in international news, Romeo Ouedraogo has secured a decisive win in Benin's presidential election, taking 94% of the vote according to provisional results released by the Election Commission.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has welcomed government's ongoing recruitment of healthcare workers but has simultaneously raised serious concerns over alleged corruption and irregularities in the process. In a statement issued by its president, Paul Chibwe, the association has described the recruitment of 3,200 health workers as a positive step toward addressing the country's long-standing staffing shortages in the health sector. Chibwe says the move reflects their continued commitment of the government under the UPND to strengthen the healthcare system. The association also commended President Hakainde Hichilema for emphasizing a merit-based recruitment process free from political interference. However, despite acknowledging these efforts, RDAZ expressed sadness and outrage over the exclusion of many qualified healthcare professionals, alleging that the recruitment process has been compromised by corruption. According to the association, it has received widespread reports from its members suggesting that the recruitment database has been manipulated by some officials. Chibwe claims the system, which is intended to ensure fairness and transparency, has instead been used to alter candidate lists in exchange for bribes or political favor.
977 News.
In other news, a coalition of health professional associations representing over 86% of Zambia's health workforce has rejected proposed amendments to the Health Professions Amendment Bill number 23 of 2026, citing concerns over governance and the integrity of the Health Professions Council of Zambia. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, Clinical Officers Association of Zambia's Secretary General Dr. Msonda Kamfwa said the proposed changes would undermine the ability of health professionals to regulate their practice and could compromise public safety. He has described the amendments as not reform but displacement and urged the government to reconsider and ensure greater professional representation in the council's governance. Dr. Kamfwa has warned that the association would oppose the BU and call for its withdrawal if their proposed corrections are not fully incorporated.
977 News.
In more news, Bishops of Council spokesperson Reverend Charles Peary has advised government not to sell the surplus of the maize that will be produced to neighboring countries as it will increase the price of maize on the market. Speaking during a media briefing, Reverend Peary has, however, asked government to add the harvest to what is already in store so as to keep the prices of maize on the market at a lower price. He says if this is the case, government should sell the maize to millers who in turn will sell the maize back to the local people at a reduced price, thereby reducing the high poverty levels in the country that the nation is already grappling with. Meanwhile, Reverend Piri has asked long-term serving members of parliament to step down and allow other people to take over. He has expressed concern that some members of parliament have been serving for too long, adding that it's time they allowed others with passion to serve and take over the leadership of their constituencies. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, tobacco trading has officially commenced in parts of Zambia, with sales already underway in Chipata and Nkema in just a day after opening the 2026 marketing season. The Tobacco Association of Zambia announced that the first bales were traded on April 14th following the official launch of the marketing season on April 13th. The board says in line with efforts to promote transparency, approved price matrices are expected to be displayed at all sales floors. This allows farmers and other stakeholders to clearly see the approved buying prices before transactions are conducted. However, the start of the season has been affected by low compliance from licensed buyers. According to the board, only 4 out of the 16 licensed buyers have so far submitted their price matrices for approval, representing just 25% compliance. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news this evening, Ramud Ouattara has secured a decisive win in Benin's presidential election, taking 94% of the vote according to provisional results released by Electoral Commission. Ouattara's main challenger, Paul Hunkpe, conceded defeat even before the final count was complete, offering his Republican congratulations and calling for unity beyond political divides. Despite the landslide, turnout was uneven, particularly in urban areas where participation ranged between 20 and 40% in some polling stations. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 Headlines.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has welcomed government's ongoing recruitment of healthcare workers but has simultaneously raised serious concerns over alleged corruption and irregularities in the process. A coalition of health professional associations representing over 86% of Zambia's health workforce has rejected proposed amendments to the Health Professions Amendment Bill No. 23 of 2026, citing concerns over governance and the integrity of the Health Professions Council of Zambia. And in international news, Ramud Ouattara has secured a decisive win in Benin's presidential election, taking 94% of the vote, according to provisional results released by the Electoral Commission. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News. We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is
Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Big, three, fat, fat, fat.
Radio. Lusaka Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in. Even other radio stations are locked on.